Hello, my name is Kai Ehrlich, and I work at the Marathon Company. Marathon is a jewelry manufacturer located in the United States in Attleboro, Massachusetts, and we have been manufacturing gold-filled jewelry since 1897. We have a lot of experience working with this unique material, a material that offers exceptional value to the end consumer and allows for our retail jewelry customers to sell quality jewelry with confidence at price points that would be unattainable with traditional pure 14-karat gold. In this podcast, I hope to educate you and your sales staff about gold-filled jewelry by giving you clear information about the definition and relevance in today's jewelry retail environment, as well as providing a brief history of its origin and evolution. For the purposes of this podcast, when I mention gold-filled, I will be referring to 14-karat gold-filled. Our goal is for you and your team to be able to explain, with confidence, what this product is, and to never lose a sale due to price point resistance to 14-karat gold, whose price has skyrocketed in recent years. Let's discuss the origins of gold-filled jewelry. In ancient times, gold wire was literally created by rolling the material. In Egypt, however, gold was hammered into thin sheets, then rolled into a tight or hollow tube. Eventually, however, this rolled gold started to be filled with base metal, such as brass, thus gold-filled with brass. Gold-filled, as we know it today, was discovered in 1817 by John Turner, an Englishman who patented his discovery. His patent was for the process of fusing gold to a base metal underneath. This was to prevent flaking. This form of jewelry-making material became very popular in England during the early Victorian era, but at the time, there were no standards regarding quality or thickness of the gold layer. The term rolled gold was still being used to describe this material. Then, during World Wars I and II, due to the scarcity of resources such as the then popular platinum, silver, and of course, gold, gold-filled surged in popularity. It was around this time that the term gold-filled came into use, and the material standards began to be regulated. So what is gold-filled jewelry? Let's get into the definition of what gold-filled actually is and how it's made. 14-karat gold-filled is a USA industry standard that legally requires 1/20th or 5% pure gold by weight. This is a strictly regulated process that involves pressure bonding multiple layers of solid 14-karat gold with extreme heat over a core of high-quality jeweler's brass, resulting in a durable, quality, real gold product. While the total weight of the 14-karat gold is only 5% of the total, all of this gold is on the surface, creating a durable, long-lasting layer. 14-karat gold-filled is not actually filled with gold, making its name somewhat confusing. In fact, gold-filled is the opposite of being filled with gold, as the 5% of the material that is gold is exclusively on the surface. The primary thing you need to know is that the term refers to a thick outer layer of durable, pressure-bonded, real 14-karat gold on the outside. The gold is not a filling. The 14-karat gold used on the surface when making 14-karat gold-filled material is the same 14-karat gold you would find in a piece that is made entirely of 14-karat gold. One of the most frequent questions we get is, what's the difference between gold-filled and gold-plated? The main difference between gold-filled and gold-plated is that there is a lot more gold by weight in gold-filled, and the gold is attached in a way that is much more durable and long-lasting. Gold plating is more of a film than a tangible layer, often measured in mils or millionths of an inch. Another term used to measure the thickness of gold plating is the micron. A micron is 1/1000th of a millimeter. There are 25.4 microns in a mil, millionth of an inch. The point is, these are very, very thin layers. A piece of jewelry that is considered gold plated would typically have about 5 microns of gold electroplated onto the surface. A piece of jewelry that is considered heavily gold-plated might have up to 15 microns. The thickness on a comparable piece of gold-filled jewelry will fluctuate depending on the overall weight of the piece. The heavier the piece, the thicker the gold layer, as it must be 5% of the total weight. That being said, it is safe to say that a piece of gold-filled jewelry will have a layer that is at least 25 times thicker than a piece that is heavily gold electroplated, and often many times more than that. In addition to the layer being substantially thicker, because gold-filled has a layer of real gold on the surface only, gold-filled pieces are typically heavily electroplated after they are finished. This is to seal any edges that might have become exposed during the manufacturing process. This makes the difference between gold-filled and gold-plated even more substantial. The standards for 14-karat gold-filled are strictly regulated, while the standards for gold-plated encompass a broad range of thicknesses, so you can't be sure how much gold is in the plated layer of any given piece of jewelry. Gold-filled jewelry is made by mechanically bonding the gold to the core, typically a quality jeweler's brass, through extreme pressure and heat. It results in a durable exterior that does not flake off. Flaking is more common with gold plating. In short, a piece of gold-filled jewelry is a much higher quality and more durable piece than one that is gold-plated. Gold-filled will not flake off and offers a great option for people with sensitive skin. Because the outer layer of the piece is solid 14-karat gold, it interacts with your skin in the same way solid 14-karat gold would. This means you can reassure your clients, as long as they don't have any sensitivity to gold, they will find that gold-fill agrees with their skin well. With all these benefits, you may be asking yourself, is there a limitation to gold-filled? The major limitation of gold-filled is that it cannot be cast. Because of the way it's made, by bonding a layer of gold to the layer of base metal and then keeping this gold layer entirely on the surface, it cannot be melted and poured into a mold to make the final product or component, which is how cast pieces are made. Now let's talk about the sellability of gold-filled. A properly manufactured piece of gold-filled jewelry has a tangible and durable layer of actual 14-karat gold on its surface, where the jewelry comes in contact with a person's skin. It looks, feels, and wears just like gold, but it costs only a fraction of the price. The heavier the piece, the bigger the spread in price will be between a gold-filled piece and its counterpart in solid 14-karat gold. The two metals are not competitive with one another, but rather complement each other by offering beautiful jewelry to the consumer that looks and feels the same, but hits different price points. Often, the barrier to selling gold-filled jewelry is being able to explain it to the consumer in simple terms and by having the confidence to stand behind the product. Better gold-filled jewelry manufacturers know this and offer meaningful warranties on their products, which put consumers and the retailers' concerns at bay. Once your sales staff understands what they are selling, convey confidence that there will be no problems and that if there are, they will be backed by a warranty. Then the barrier is broken and the sale becomes easy. Here are some of the common questions that consumers may ask you with regards to gold-filled jewelry and the answers to these questions. What is gold-filled? We answered this in more detail earlier in the podcast, but the simple explanation is that it is a tangible layer of 14-karat gold that is permanently bonded to a base metal so that the piece is 5% total gold, but with all of it on the surface where the skin makes contact. We often describe gold-filled by telling the customer how it is made to help them visualize it better. We say, imagine a bar of high-quality jeweler's brass that weighs 95 ounces. Now imagine a bar of 14-karat gold that weighs 5 ounces. We then solder these together and, using high-pressure rollers, roll the material out until we reach the thickness that we need to make the jewelry. This process is not dissimilar to making a croissant, wedging the butter between the layers of dough. By doing this, there is a tangible 5% gold layer all on the surface. Will my gold-filled jewelry tarnish or change color? The answer to this question is that your gold-filled jewelry will behave the same as gold jewelry, because the surface layer is real gold. Just as gold jewelry might richen in color over time due to use, exposure to skin oils, or exposure to other chemistries, gold-filled will behave the same. What activities could cause my gold-filled jewelry to tarnish? Again, gold-filled jewelry will behave the same as gold jewelry, so the answer to this question applies equally to gold jewelry. That said, some common tips are to avoid wearing gold-filled jewelry in the ocean or swimming pools, as the salt water and chlorine can cause damage. Keep gold-filled jewelry as dry as possible and away from humidity. Make sure you store it individually in airtight plastic bags, as rubbing it against other jewelry can cause it to lose its sheen. Avoid wearing your gold-filled jewelry when working out. Exposure to the salt from sweat can cause your pieces to become dull. Be mindful that perfume, hairspray, and hand lotions may tarnish your gold-filled jewelry due to the harsh chemicals they contain. Gently wipe your gold-filled piece with a jewelry polishing non-scratch cloth every now and again to promote shine. Basically, treat gold-filled jewelry just as you would treat solid gold jewelry. What if my gold-filled jewelry changes color? How do I care for it? As we just described, expect your gold-filled jewelry to behave the same as gold. If its color changes, it can be revived using a gentle jewelry cleaner and some mild soap and water along with a soft cloth. Is there nickel in gold-filled jewelry? The answer to this one is no. Gold-filled jewelry does not contain nickel. How are 14-karat gold-filled items trademarked? The standard and regulated quality mark for 14-karat gold-filled jewelry should say either 14/20GF, meaning 14-karat gold and 1/20th or 5% of the total weight, or simply said 14KGF. This describes what the product is, and next to the quality mark, there should be a unique mark of the manufacturer. This details who is making the claim laid out in the quality mark. Hopefully, this podcast has dispelled some of the common misconceptions of gold-filled jewelry and given you the confidence to offer it to your customers. As is the case with every store, there are some products that fit with their clientele and some that do not. Gold-filled is certainly no exception. That said, we hope that no customer ever walks out of your store empty-handed when there was an opportunity to offer them a quality product that will enhance your store's image while at the same time meeting a price point need that solid gold jewelry simply cannot.